Social Relationship in My House by Barbara M. Graham. Narrated by Felix White. Introduction. Our Heavenly Father has blessed me with the gift of writing for His glory. I love to write a lot, and I love to talk. I also love to keep records and calendars. Thereby, it is a blessing to me that I have received direct calling from our Heavenly Father, the Lord God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, to write His book, Social Relationship in My House. I am, therefore, writing out of obedience. In the Holy Bible Scriptures, New King James Version, 1 Samuel 15:22, Prophet Samuel, man of God, who was the last judge of Israel and the first of the prophets after Moses, who inaugurated and anointed Israel's first king, King Saul, spoke to King Saul about the significance of obedience to our Lord God Almighty. This is the prophet Samuel speaking. Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice, and to heed than to fat of rams. That means we show the Lord God Almighty honor and love by obeying Him, by obeying His voice, by obeying His words, by obeying His laws that are His commandments. That pleases our Lord very much. When we truly love, worship, and adore our Heavenly Father, we ought to honor Him by obeying Him. I can remember as a young child at the age of 5 years old, when my earthly father was walking me to school, I would constantly write while walking. He constantly rebuked me to stop writing while I was walking because it was not safe. I, thereby, have always felt the spirit of writing since that age, but I did not know that then. While growing up, my mom often had me practice to write business letters for her since I was in junior high school. She would always take my hand into her palm and say to me, "Barbara, you have pen and ink fingers." Even in texting, my words are lengthy like a book. I also love to share testimonies of the marvelous and powerful things that Almighty God has done. I have grown so increasingly passionate about our amazing God's wonders and mysteries, including the powerful and great things that He has done in my life for His glory. Hallelujah! It amazes me how He has completely changed my life so much that I have had to talk about it all the time. I basically love to write and talk, as communication and relationship are so essential to me. I feel in my spirit that is why the Lord has assigned this calling upon my life. This is how He has designed me and prepared me to serve Him in His kingdom to write His book. It seems to me that communication and relationship are also essential to our Heavenly Father, the Lord God Almighty. I want to take this moment to give credit to the author who wrote the book, Don't Just Speak It, Write It, Mr. Don Newman. That book has motivated and inspired me as a minister of the Lord to get busy now in this coronavirus disease, COVID-19 pandemic season, and write this book for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is coming back again for us, children of God. I also want to give credit to Miss Kim Small, my project manager, who has inspired me like a coach and has highly recommended Mr. Newman's book, Don't Just Speak It, Write It, in preparation for this assignment. She has been so patient with me during this writing process, as she also continued to motivate me and inspire me to stay the course. As a novice writer, it has taken me much more time than I anticipated to write this book and to put it together completely. The more that I think about how important it is to publish this book for Almighty God, is the more I get to see this book's true value in this season for my generation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?